USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Indiana Republican Congresswoman Jackie Walorski has been killed in a car crash. The death of the 58-year-old Congresswoman was confirmed by House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise tweeting that Walorski was a dear friend who loved serving the people of Indiana. The president's doctor says Biden is feeling well during his bout with a COVID rebound. Dr. Kevin O'Connor releasing a memo saying Biden is fever-free and in good spirits despite another positive COVID test Wednesday. O'Connor adding Biden's vitals are all normal. The NFL is appealing the sexual misconduct suspension of Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson. He was suspended for 6 games by a retired federal judge. The appeal leaves the door open for a more lengthy suspension. USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
A task force of officials from all 50 states is organizing to investigate and take action against telecommunications companies responsible for overseas robocalls in the United States. Connecticut AG William Tong, who announced the decision, says gateway providers should be the first line of defense.
We'll issue 20 civil investigative demands. That's 20 subpoenas on 20 gateway providers.
Tong says the country's major telecom carriers are working with the task force on the investigation. The national Clear the Shelters campaign is underway across the country this month. It's an annual push to find new homes for sheltered animals. Over 150 kittens were packed up from overcrowded shelters in Fort Lauderdale, Florida on Tuesday for a flight to Massachusetts. The flights that are being paid for by charities are scheduled all this month. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The heat is on for much of the country. The National Weather Service issuing a heat advisory or alert for over 100 million Americans from Texas all the way up to Wisconsin. Parts of Kentucky, devastated by catastrophic flooding, are also in for more misery this week as the sweltering heat is poised to make conditions there even more difficult as the recovery efforts continue. Over 10 million people have fled Ukraine's border since Russia invaded the country more than 5 months ago. The UN Refugee Agency reporting over half sought refuge in Poland, while others fled to Romania, Moldova, Hungary, and Slovakia. Hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians have also ended up in Russia. The Senate is holding a hearing on Wednesday to take a look at the rising threats against election workers. The sports world is mourning the loss of legendary baseball announcer Vin Scully, who died Tuesday at the age of 94.
Sandy into his windup. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. A perfect game.
The Los Angeles Dodgers making the announcement on Twitter. Scully's broadcasting career spanned nearly 70 years, and he became one of the sport's most iconic voices. Illinois lottery officials are asking everyone to double-check their Mega Millions tickets from last Friday. The country's newest billionaire has yet to claim their prize. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.